Dial Daily Bread, Book 1, Chapter 128. A Core Message of the Bible. There are times when we all are tempted to discouragement. Just being human exposes us to the onslaughts of Satan. He has a variety of ways of getting through to us, through our relatives, our spouse, our neighbors, our friends, our fellow classmates, sometimes even our church fellowship. Satan's basic temptations are always based on a common denominator, unbelief of God's promises. And the remedy for them, the means to overcome, is always to believe God's promises. That's the core message of the Bible, and you can't imagine how zealous Satan is to shake our confidence in what it says. And we humans seem to want to go on believing what Satan says instead of what God says. Here are the promises, 7 of them, that God made to Abraham when he was still called Abram. By virtue of Christ's sacrifice, you have become a child of Abraham, so the same promises apply to you. 1. I will make you a great nation, that is, an important, respected person. 2. I will bless you. The word means make you happy. 3. I will make your name great. In other words, he will make you worthy of people's high respect. 4. You shall be a blessing, that is, you'll make other people happy. 5. I will bless those who bless you. God will honor you like someone special. 6. I will curse him who curses you. Yes, you'll have enemies, probably plenty of them. But God will confound every one of them and will honor you. 7. In you all families of the earth shall be blessed, made happy forever. A promise that Christ would come through Abraham's descendants, but a promise to you that you will share with Christ the joy of telling the world about him. How did Abraham respond? Well, he stumbled and staggered for many years, unable to believe such fantastic good news. But finally he broke through the clouds, and he believed in the Lord, and he accounted it to him for righteousness. The sooner you believe like Abraham did, the better.